Now time for a locker room chat with Wetmore Boys head basketball coach Ruben Sullivan after a couple of games from this past week. Coach, let's start off with your guys' game against Valley Heights. You guys fall on that one 51-43. What were your thoughts on that one?
Well, there's no doubt Valley Heights is one of the really fine teams. And first time we played them in the tournament, they just clobbered it. They got us like 20 points or so. And we battled them and played against them. We got to within 3 points in the fourth quarter, and then it ended up, they wore us down pretty good, and we ended up losing by 8. I was pleased with our effort. I know there was some other things that we could have done probably if we'd have known ahead of time. But, yeah, they're a good team, good coach team. It was a loss that we wanted, but every loss you don't want.
And then after that, you guys followed that up with a nice double overtime win last night, 50-46 at Onega. Before we get into more of the in-depth stuff, Coach, here, just your overall thoughts on that win.
Oh, man. Just, it was a balanced, hard-fought game. I can't say enough about, you know, Onega got that Fisher boy back, and that really helped them out a bunch. And they're just a well-coached team, but we come out fighting for defense, and we held him down, so that helped us there.
Yeah, and then talking about some of your best players from that game, Kyler Womack, I mean, I can't say enough about how good he was, not just offensively, but defensively as well. He got some really big steals in some very key moments for you guys.
You know, Kyler is starting to come up. You know, he had that injury at the ball, and, you know, trying to learn my ways as a new coach and everything. Why he's starting to come on right now, and he's just been one. He's a heck of an athlete. Kyler ended up getting 14. Our whole team was just so balanced. Womack, Kyler got 14. My big boy, Carl, he got 14. Hanselcheck got 10. McQueen got 8. Weston got 4. You can't have much better balance on offense. But that's not what won that game. Our defense was what won the game.
Yeah, they were phenomenal all night long, Coach. Last question for you real quick, talking about Washington County, what are some things you know about the Tigers?
We don't know a lot at all about them. I'm going to start seeing if I can find some, you know, something on KS and find out what they're like. I think we can play with them, what I've been hearing. We're going to have one kid out, it sounds like, our Hanselcheck. He developed a concussion in that last game, and so they're telling me that he might have to miss a couple games. But we got a couple that I hope can just jump right in there and fill in for him. So we're going to be playing, like I said, the defense.
And Coach, I appreciate you hopping on with me today, and despite not feeling the best, you sound great, and you guys look great last night.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. We needed that win. That's probably the best win we've had. That showed me that the kids really want to play, and they're coming together as a team. So what a game.
Yeah, it was. Best of luck on Friday against Washington County.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That was Wetmore Boys head basketball coach Ruben Sullivan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Holston Community Hospital, Wetmore Branch.